Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, listen, you are not alone. After I turned 40-something, let's not really name it, but my goodness, I started feeling different. I mean, my body started to change, my mood was something crazy, I just felt off. And if you are like me, most people just told me, oh, it's your age. Well, listen, I don't take that. I found something that actually works and I am bringing it to you. If you have not tried Hormone Harmony, it is time. It is amazing. I'm telling you, hands down, this stuff. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages. If you are struggling with life's disturbing symptoms such as PMS, menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, or low moods, I mean, hello, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, check mark here, occasional bloating and gas, and no desire to be in bed next to someone. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Well, yeah, that is where Hormone Harmony can help you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use my code CLINK at checkout, and that is happymammoth.com. And use the code CLINK for 15% off. I promise you, you will love it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Gretchy?
I'm exhausted.
If you guys didn't see, I posted a little picture. Gretchen took a real long drive.
We did it over 2 days, though.
Tell us about it.
Oh, I do have some real good drive time stories.
You do? Okay, we'll wait on the drive time story because we have a couple other things to get started. First of all, we are going to start, if you can hear me, I'm popping some champagne because, you know, Gretchen is real excited that her kids are starting school this week.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're in it to win it, girl.
Oh, you're making me so nervous with that champagne top. You know, champagne corks cause a lot of injuries.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this one's
going to. Whoop, there we go.
Nope, no injury here.
All right.
Just to my belly after we, or my head.
I have not hit the scale yet. I'm on vacation for 2 weeks.
No, I think you'll be good. You look skinny.
Oh.
Keto's thanks. Working for you. Actually, a couple listeners had reached out to me. They're on keto also.
Oh, really? I would be lying if I told you I was keto my whole vacation.
Oh.
Sorry about that. But I am doing the intermittent fasting and I've been pretty religious about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So before we get started, I wanted to just talk real quick about the tragedies that have happened in the last, and I didn't tell you I was going to talk about this, but I just thought we needed to just mention the mass murders that happened, and especially at Walmart, because we talk about Walmart a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And that hit pretty close to home.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So our thoughts and prayers go out to those victims of those crazy, horrendous crimes.
Yeah. You know what I did actually, because I was traveling when that happened. And so I hadn't seen the news yet. And I posted like some pictures of my kids or something. And then I saw the news and then I felt like a real asshole because, you know, it's like, oh, I'm whooping it up.
Yeah.
But no, it was really sad.
It is really so tragic, but you know, you're still allowed to have fun, Gretchy. You got to live your life.
I know, but we can all take a minute.
Yes, for sure.
For sure.
100%. And we also want to take a minute to call out some people that have given us some reviews.
Oh, yeah.
That is something that really makes us happy. And I want to tell you about this specific family that was driving from, they reached out to me, and they were driving across country to go to the Grand Canyon. I hope your trip was fabulous. Mm-hmm. I actually want to hear about it.
Yeah, so, I was through that terrain.
I know. And I was thinking about you. I was like, oh, you guys are, you know, crisscrossing each other. But they went, I mean, maybe they were coming back when you were going because it's been a couple weeks. So I just am going to pull out our handy dandy review on Apple iTunes and give them some shout outs. One of them is Dakota. That's who was going on her family trip.
What up, Dakota?
Dakota, thank you so much. She was going with her mom and her dad, and they both liked us. And the mom, they said, doesn't like anybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Imagine that. Sounds like we'd get along real great.
Yes.
I don't like that many people either.
Gretchen maybe is the same. So road trip. Paul, S Club Forever. Oh, wait. S Club Forever. Sorry. That one wasn't so good. They reviewed us. But they didn't like that we called out Caller Daddy.
Oh, yeah. That guy can suck it. Sorry.
Deborah, thank you for your shout out. Pake 0730, key bloggist. Love that. Lancey, let's see who else. Road Triple, I think I said. IUER Bear, thank you so much for the guilty pleasure. Wicked Sherry, your favorite podcast. Woo woo. Simba Panda.
Oh, Simba Panda. I remember that one. Yeah, listen. Yeah, we do get up to Santa Barbara periodically. Yeah. We don't live there anymore. But I remember he worked in the Funk Zone. And I will tell you, my favorite stop there is Muni. I still have a friend that works there.
Yeah.
Mike. So look, 6 degrees of separation, however that
works.
It's
like even less than that, probably.
Yeah. Maybe you know Mike Santa Rosa.
Okay. What's up, Mike? KK Greeny.
Mm-hmm.
Goji123. Nurse Nick 1. Just call me Aunt Val. Thank you. Love these two. Love these ladies. Jessica Schmidt. And our last one that we just got on Friday was from Cordero Jew. And she found us on Instagram. Thanks so much, guys. We really super appreciate it. And if you have it in your heart to rate us a 5-star, we would truly appreciate it. And give us a little shout and we'll give you a shout back.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Now, tell me about your car story.
Well, we do a lot of driving. My little fam does a lot of driving. Yeah. We go back and forth regularly to Colorado. And I don't have, it's not that exciting, except for that my husband did make me pee my pants twice.
Oh my God. Like literally?
Yeah, literally.
Oh God. I can't believe you're talking about this right now.
I know, I was saving it. So the first time was because this time we were hauling a trailer, one I'm sure Tabitha would not approve of because it's not super brand new and fancy. It's 1958 Airstream.
Listen, I like the Airstreams. Okay. I want to go to one of those Airstream campgrounds.
Right. Okay. I think you're going to be impressed when we're done fixing this one up.
I will.
Anywho, so that makes bathroom stopping challenging.
Oh, listen, I know we were towing a boat.
You tow a boat, right? So you like, so it's like rest like stops stop. Only. Not just that. My husband does not, he will stop for the kids to go to the bathroom. But for me, he's been known to make me pee in a cup. Okay. Like while driving.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
I tried it.
Okay. But the kids were like, well, Willow. We all know how Willow is. Mm-hmm. She was, I gotta go. Okay, so we stop. We stop on the side of the road. And there's like nothing around. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where you're like, are you kidding me right now, kid? She's like, I gotta go. And then I'm like kind of holding her. So for like her butt is dangling and she can't go.
Oh, well,
and I'm like, what's that like?
I wouldn't because be able to I'm go
like,
either.
I have to pee like the second I walk in anywhere.
I know.
Okay. I don't know if that's just old or had three kids or, you know, whatever, but that's how it is.
Okay, all of
the
above.
Can't go. She can't go. And then all of a sudden, the fire ants start crawling all over.
Yes, I've been there before.
And I'm like, you have to go, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And so then I'm trying to pee and with the fire ants, because I'd been waiting so long for Willow to go, and I peed my pants. So because I didn't want to get bit. So I just reached in the tailgate, changed my clothes, butt naked, right out there in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And then the second time was because my husband begrudgingly let me stop and take a nature pee, as we call them, on the side of the road.
Yes. And you missed?
No. And I start to go, and he honks the horn like as loud as he can. And he's just cracking up. But it scared me so much. I thought maybe someone with like a serial killer was coming to get me or something. I'm like, well, shoot, all that time you wanted to save is now wasted because now I have to change my clothes again.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Maybe we need to stop listening to serial killer stuff. That's really funny. I didn't have that experience.
No, your husband lets you go into establishments and use the bathroom?
No, he doesn't. Oh. I just have to know better before we get on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Well. I did make him stop like three times because all my kids are super picky eaters. And then one has the allergy, the celiac. So, and she doesn't like In-N-Out wrap burgers and lettuce. I don't know what's wrong with her because those are my favorite thing in the world. You know? Yeah. So we have to make a couple stops. And then I was like, oh, and I also already ordered Starbucks. So you got to go there. And he's towing the boat. He's like, are you effing kidding me? Like, do you know how hard it is to find any kind of like parking anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our boat's pretty big.
Yeah.
Gretchy saw it.
Yeah. My trailer's bigger.
Yeah.
Your boat is pretty
big. Yeah. So, you know, whipping it around, and we've gotten a flat tire before because I wanted Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
Last time we were pulling it from the lake, and it's, you know, like on a Sunday.
Anybody who's towed anything with their husband, partner, whatever you fancy, knows.
Yeah.
It's a little added stress.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Added stress. And your kids are going to school this week.
Yeah. I was out of town, so I missed the, you know, welcome to the school again. Oh. Meet the teacher. This is what class you're going to get in. I figure, you know, we're just going to show up on Tuesday and,
well,
see how it goes.
We were talking about going to Palm Springs next weekend, remember?
Yeah, I think I invited myself right now on that trip.
Well, we were supposed to go to Coronado and that got canceled. And so now we're supposed to go, well, we're not going anywhere, but we have the welcome thing next weekend. And it's like,
you can skip it.
Yeah, should we skip it and just do one last hurrah? Oh, you
can totally skip it. I was just with my cousin-in-law in Oklahoma and she was really stressing about, where she wasn't in Oklahoma, in Colorado, whatever. But she was really stressing about not being there for her kids' thing. And I'm like, listen, there's a lot of super loser parents, thankfully, that don't show up for any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And like, we show up half of the time. So like, we're still like, you well, know, the bell curve. We're still like in the middle. So I think you can miss something once in a while. It's not a big deal. I think
50% is actually failing. I'm pretty sure if I go back to my school years, Gretchen almost spilled champagne everywhere.
Because I had this light bulb moment like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure. So maybe you could just go to like maybe a couple more and then it'll get you into like at least the 70 percentile.
Okay. I'm going to shoot for 70% because I think that's the average. And that's what I'm trying to be.
Okay. I, on the other hand, try to strive for the A minus. Well, I was at the A plus, but I've brought myself down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm okay with being A minus because I have my own thing going on now, the podcast. So I have a little excuse like, no, I gotta record today.
Yeah.
So, or I gotta research, which is a lot of work. So should we get into your lot of work, Gretchy?
Yeah. Story time.
Story time.
Okay. Listen, this case is, I'm so excited about this because this case is brought to us by one of our listeners.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Can we shout her out? Or?
Yeah, we can. Okay. I reached out to her and asked her if it was cool because it takes place in a small town. And she said, yes.
Okay.
Her name is Rebecca Balmer.
Ooh, I like the last name. Becky Balmer.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what she goes by. It might be Balmer. Rebecca Balmer.
Okay.
Anyway,
she was cool name.
A real thanks, nice Rebecca. Girl. I trolled her a little bit on Facebook. She's got a super cute family.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you. Okay, so guess if this is taking us back to our favorite state.
Hawaii?
No.
Oh.
Georgia.
Oh. Our favorite crime state.
Crime state. Yeah.
Yes. Florida and Georgia. Oh. Same. If you should just move now.
Right.
Save yourself.
Okay. So this case took place in Georgia in 2004 in the town of Rome. Rome is a small town. You know Rome, Georgia?
I do. And what is the person's name? I might know this case.
Michelle Reynolds.
No.
No.
No, that's not the case I know of. But I know another case that came out of Rome, Georgia also.
Bananas.
Yeah. And it's a good one.
Okay. So Rome is a population of 36,000. Okay. Small town.
Yeah. Business.
It seems like a real nice place to live. I like to check out the area I'm looking into. About for $400,000, I think you can get a real nice house like on a couple acres.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Michelle and Thad were high school sweethearts. Real popular. Michelle was actually homecoming queen and Thad played football. Okay, Michelle was a real disco biscuit.
Mm.
Her 80s look was on fire. I might show you a picture of her right now just so you know what we're working with. Okay.
Please.
I'm just going to show you. Don't look at all these other pictures. Just look at this one. Okay.
Oh, the hair. Oh, guys.
Right. You Aquanet. Get it. Oh, yeah. The wings, everything. Mm-hmm. She's quite the looker.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. So the two got married in 1987, shortly after graduation. They both had respectable jobs until Michelle quit working as an administrative assistant in 1992 when she had her first baby. In 1995, they hit a rough patch. It was a very rough patch, actually, because they got divorced. At the time, Thad obviously agreed to the divorce. It was like, I don't know, what are you going to do? But he was a real distraught over losing his marriage and turned to his church, Hollywood Baptist. Which I'm still like not real sure why you would name a Baptist church after Hollywood. But, you know.
In Rome, Georgia?
Yeah, but you know, whatever, right? Okay.
Well, they were like, our town is in Rome.
There are some rabbit holes I'm not willing to go down. Not very many, but a couple. Okay. So he asked the parishioners to pray for a reconciliation. And guess what? 2 years later, Thad and Michelle remarried.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
You hear that sometimes, but not often.
Yeah, my brother did that.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Also interesting.
Yeah, I just saw them at my niece's wedding. They're
great.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, well, maybe sometimes it takes some time apart.
Divorce? Yeah.
I read this thing. Sorry, side note real quick.
Okay.
I read this like meme.
Yeah.
Or something was like, should marriage licenses have a renewal date? Uh-huh. You know, you have to renew every 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, not such a bad idea.
Yeah, I know. I've heard this, it being put this way before, but no, I don't like that. I think I like ball and chain analogy. I like till death do us part. So just suck it up.
Yeah. Well, that's like not what you said in the last episode.
I know. But you know,
she changed
like,
her mind.
In the words of the very wise Wendy Williams, I am a woman. I have the right to change my mind.
Yeah. And she's getting divorced.
Oh, that is scandalous right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I feel bad for
baby behind their back. All kinds of stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the point of me telling you this little backstory is just so you know that where marriage was concerned, Thad was like in it to win it. And Michelle had a taste of being a single mom. And I'm just guessing that it like wasn't her favorite thing.
Got it.
Okay. So after the reconciliation, the couple built a brand new house and had three more children. Thad had started working at Frito-Lay, and he had worked his way up to district manager.
My stepdad, I think, or my grandpa worked at Frito-Lay, but they were like those people too.
All those chips.
Yeah, lots of chips. I had chips in my house all the time because my grandpa and my dad delivered. My grandpa was district manager.
We just went out for like a keto style Mexican. We ordered celery instead of chips.
Yeah. It was not bad.
It was not bad. Okay, listen, it was good. But when I hit my goal weight, that is one of my vices, okay? Those little like they're like Takis.
Oh my
gosh.
But
at the like Trader Joe's so wrapped good. In chili. Oh my God. Or just a good bag of like Hava chips, real salty chips and salsa. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, Tab got me on keto again.
And she's lost more than 5 pounds
only
already.
5 pounds. I've plateaued. Only 5 pounds.
Yeah, well, you'll get to 10 in like a week or two weeks.
Well, I'll report back to y'all.
Okay.
So Thad and Michelle both became real involved with the church. It sounds like more so for Thad, though. He had actually become a deacon.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He was into it. He did marriage counseling, children's ministry, choir, which sounds like a lot on top of his full-time job.
And all those kids that he has?
Yeah. But everything seemed to be going great for them, according to Michelle's best friend, Paige. Okay, so Paige and Scott were best friends with Michelle and Thad. They had their children around the same ages, and Scott was real involved with the church as well. He was an associate pastor in addition to his job as an IT specialist. And Paige was a stay-at-home mom, just like Michelle. So naturally, the four of them in this small town were best friends.
BFFs forever.
Yeah. So one day in June 2004, Thad makes a big announcement at church that he has decided to become a minister, which I gather is like way next level on top of everything he was already doing, but I'm not really sure what the difference is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No idea. And I'm not really sure how this sat with Michelle, but I'm going to interject my opinion here. I think it's like real hard for girls who are the homecoming queen, the kind of have their peak in high school to not be the center of attention. So maybe she kind of like struggled with the fact that he was such a rock star at the church, working all the time. She's home with all the kids.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that because I think also it is hard sometimes to stay home with the kids and not have really your own thing.
Hello. That's why we started a podcast.
Yeah. Well, now you all know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you do it for so many years and some people are.
Summer is right around the corner and I know I don't want to worry about my kids missing a beat in their schoolwork. So I am making sure that they are sticking to iXL. If you have not heard about iXL yet, well, listen, it is so good if you have kids and they need to keep up with their learning or they're struggling, or even if they are the smartest kid in the class. iXL has what every kid needs. We have used it with Kyla since she was in third grade. I've actually used it with all my kids, but it made a huge difference for Kyla learning math. She was struggling in third grade. We got iXL and it's given her so much confidence that girlfriend is in advanced geometry now. Mind blowing. But they don't just have math. Actually, with one subscription, you get everything they have. And if you have a kid that's struggling, Listen, IXL is where it's at. With a single hour of tutoring costs more than 1 month of IXL. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the United States are learning on IXL, and IXL is used in 96 out of the top 100 school districts in the United States. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Housewives of True Crime listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. I could not wait to tell you how excited I was about this bread that I found. It's called Royo. You know that I am on a health kick, and you probably know that my husband lives for making our world healthier. So when I found Royo, I was beyond ecstatic to tell you guys about it. So first of all, Royo is a bread. It's low in carbs. It's baked fresh daily. You guys, I'm not even kidding you, every single day. And it has super clean, minimal ingredients. I actually didn't believe this, but it's true. I did some major research, and the best part about it is it tastes really good. Like so good, my son, who is the pickiest eater ever, eats it every day. Actually, that son only wants to eat bread all day long. And now I'm like, sure, have a bagel every day, kid. Low in carbs and high in protein. Awesome. Win-win in my house. Some of these products actually only have 2 carbs in it. So if you're carb conscious, it's a no-brainer. Also packed with fiber. And in my house, like I said, the bagels are our absolutely favorite thing. Again, it's baked fresh daily, super clean ingredients, low carbs, high fiber and protein. Amazing. You can get 20% off. That's right. I was able to score a deal for all of us. 20% off. Go to eatroyo.com and use my promo code CLINK for 20% off. That's promo code CLINK at eatroyo.com.
So okay with it,
oh
right?
My God, I mean, they totally are.
Yeah.
And good then, on them.
And then there are others that just have a drive inside of them that pull to something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And good on them too.
Yeah. I think it's just for each your own. But yeah, I could see that with Michelle.
Okay. So soon after Thad's big announcement, the couples had a church retreat that was on the books where they were all set to chaperone. Their setup was like the men would share hotel rooms with some of the young boys on the trip, and the ladies were going to stay with some of the young girls. Okay. It was like one of those kind of situations. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, according to Paige, she had begun to notice that something was kind of amiss with Michelle. She had become a little cold and distant, even to the extent that Michelle told Paige she had booked her own separate hotel room.
Weird,
right? So Michelle was the only adult on the whole trip with her own hotel room. Paige was taken back by this and asked her, like, okay, what gives? So you get it. I mean, all of a sudden, Michelle is being like, you know, your friend is kind of giving you the cold shoulder. And then she goes and books her own hotel room.
Yeah, you'd be like, what? Something's going on.
Tell me, what happened? Mm-hmm. And she asks her, what has she done to upset Michelle? And this is where Michelle delivers the ultimate diss to Paige. She says, well, she just only wants to be around people who are on fire for God.
Michelle says this to her friend.
Yeah.
And the friend's on this God retreat.
Husbands are both, you know, real involved with the church. They worship together, you know, every week or whatever.
So what is she talking about?
Yes, but I mean, I go to church more than you. I'm telling you, I know the type. That is a big, that's a solid diss to be like, I am on my own path to God right now. And you're not keeping up. Yeah. And how can you criticize somebody who's trying to, you know, be on that path? You can't. So I'm telling you, that was a solid burn saying, you know, only want to be around people on fire for God. If somebody said that to me, I would shrivel up and write a big fat check.
Oh my God. You are too funny.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe I shouldn't throw this out there, but you only went to church because you wanted to go to MOPS.
Oh yeah. But we go on like, you know, Christmas and Easter.
You do?
Oh yeah. And I went to Bible study. I can't Bible study and, you know, taking my kids to church camp is going to church. Is that not good?
And they call that, when you just go to Christmas and Easter, they call that you're a creaster.
Oh, yeah. I'm a total creaster.
Yeah.
So Paige actually seems like a saint to me for putting up with Michelle's super diva crap. Mm-hmm. Because even after that diss, the couples were still playing nice together and met up on 4th of July at a park for the town picnic. At the picnic, Paige says Michelle was being a bit flirtatious with some of the husbands in attendance.
Oh, well, that's not like a path to God.
No, that is not the path to God, right? I mean, come on, Michelle. Like I told you, she was the homecoming queen. I think she likes the attention.
You know, that name Michelle.
Oh, keeps coming up.
Michelle's like attention.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Yep. Okay, so July 5th, Thad, Michelle's husband, leaves for work at the Frito-Lay distribution center. He worked really early hours. Mm-hmm. Thad wasn't alone at work. There was a delivery guy sitting in his truck that observed a man standing on the loading dock and looking nervously. Nervously. Skeptical. I can say them both. Okay. And the man also removed his shirt before he drove off in a burgundy minivan. The driver sitting in his truck thought something seemed real odd about this man being there at this hour of the morning, but he didn't get his license plate number or take a real good look at his face.
That should be a note to everybody. If you see somebody looking weird,
license plate.
Look at them. I was at the mall yesterday. Mm-hmm. Some guy walked in with a massive backpack. Okay. Like it almost like looked like it was too heavy for him.
Always creep me out.
And I went straight to the security, which was on the opposite side of the mall where I was going to go. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to chance it.
Yeah.
Like, what if, you know, what if I didn't do that? So I went to security and I was like, hey, listen, it could be nothing, but this guy can barely even walk with this massive backpack on. Something's off here.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when the driver went inside, he found that Thad had been stabbed to death.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And remember, the suspicious guy is long gone. All we know is that he had a
maroon minivan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only 34,000 people in the town.
Mm-hmm. So I am guessing this is some small town shiz, but police actually called the head pastor of Hollywood Baptist Church to come and identify the body.
And Thad is the pastor.
Yeah.
Of this church.
He's a deacon.
Okay.
Moving up to minister status or whatever. Okay. This is the head pastor at Hollywood Baptist. And from what I can tell, he is still the head pastor at Hollywood Baptist Church.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So the first person this guy calls is Scott Harper, Thad's best friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Scott and Paige head right over to the house to be with Michelle, along with the pastor, right? Okay. So reportedly, other friends gathered at the house as well as...
Did they call the police?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The police called the head pastor.
Oh, okay.
To identify the body.
Got it. Okay.
And so he's just letting, you know, people know.
Okay.
Okay.
And did you have a 911 call? Did you listen to it? No? Was it not, like, available?
No, because the driver is not a suspect. He's just the guy that showed up at work. Okay. So I don't need to hear his voice.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so friends gathered at Michelle's house, and their account of Michelle's reaction to the news was that she was, like, stoic, they said, okay? And they just assumed this was because she was in shock.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But imagine this. This is a real big deal. A very known, successful guy in this small town is violently murdered. It rocked the town.
Like, and he's not stealing chips.
Yeah.
You know, what is, like, the point of this murder? He's after him for some reason. Yeah.
So it is big deal. It's big news. So the police go on the news and ask the public if they know anyone suspicious who drives a burgundy minivan. And they get a call right away.
No way.
Yeah. A man calls in and says his coworker drives a burgundy minivan. And he says he also knows that his coworker happens to be best friends with Thad. Yeah, his coworker is none other than Scott Harper. Yeah.
Is Michelle having an affair with Scott?
Well,
oh, yeah,
the tipster also happened to know that Scott was having an affair with someone named Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knew this because at his job at the hospital where both men worked, it was something to do with, like, fixing the phone lines. And so occasionally he would listen into phone calls. So, I don't know. It's not real clear, but I'm gathering if that is your job.
He was eavesdropping.
Yeah, he was totally eavesdropping because he knew a lot.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh. That's so funny. I mean, but
even
it's
that
so juicy.
Her name was Michelle. Yeah, totally juicy. Like, I think this guy and I would really get along well because I wouldn't be able to help myself either. Okay.
But you're a bad liar. So you would do it and then you wouldn't be able to
well,
even
then
like,
I would just tell you. Yeah.
Yeah. But you wouldn't even be able to like look them in the eye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Okay. So police asked the coworker a question. Does Scott wear glasses? The answer was yes. Apparently at the crime scene, the suspect left his glasses.
Like a freaking idiot.
Yeah, they think it maybe like they fell off when he was taking his shirt off. Remember he took his shirt off?
Yeah. And like, why would he take his shirt off anyway? It's
I know.
So weird.
Right. Okay. So they also found a large amount of blood spatter in the spot where the truck driver had spotted the man standing. So they also figured the suspect must have a large defensive wound on him.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott really did not think this.
When did you start investing your money and why? Well, I actually started pretty young because I knew I wanted to get my head out of the water early in life. Nowadays, it's actually so much easier to invest, and with Acorns, it has been the best. When Acorns sponsored our podcast, I jumped right on the chance to get their app, and it has been so easy to invest my money, even if it's just change that I have. So whether you want to invest big or just start small, Acorns is there for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Did you know your calendar age and your biological age can be totally different? Well, I didn't until I took the True Age test from True Diagnostic. And let me tell you, actually, the results shook me. Turns out my biological age was actually a few years older than I expected, and I thought I was crushing it, you guys. But my metabolic age told a different story. The test showed that my brain age is aging slower, yay, but my inflammation levels were not so great. So here's the deal. If your biological age is even 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk, like cancer and heart disease, can jump up by 50%. But 90% of that is lifestyle, which means you can actually change it. And True Diagnostic told me exactly how. I got personalized tips from scientists at Harvard, Yale, Duke, and I am now adjusting my sleep, nutrition, and stress habits. Real changes that I'm already making. And it was so easy. Just a finger prick at home and boom. Detailed report in 2 weeks. If you care about your health, go to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK for 20% off. That's True Diagnostic. T-R-U, no E, diagnostic.com. Use my code CLINK. Your future self will seriously thank you. Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast. But I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis, and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten. And I've been using it for now forever, what seems like. You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchy talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten. But I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's Rakuten. That's again, Rakuten. Your cashback really does add up.
Because he also left Thad's wallet and cell phone at the scene. So police were alerted right away that, like, this was a personal crime. This was not a robbery.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
No chips gone. No money gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just, yeah. Stabbed to death. Okay.
Because he's having sex with his wife.
Right. Yeah. We're going to figure it out. I know. Okay, people really should consult me before they do shit like this. Okay. So Paige.
That is not her new job, is not being a criminal helper. We don't need any emails for that question. Thank you. We don't.
Okay. Okay. My bad. Sorry. Okay, so Paige was thinking something was up with Scott, but she never imagined the depth of what was about to unfold. She thought it was odd that Scott had lost his glasses and that he told her he had a real bad cut on his hand from lifting weights at the gym.
These people are such idiots.
I know. But it wasn't quite until the police brought her and Scott in for questioning about Thad's murder that she questioned him. She recalls on the way home from the police station, she asked Scott if he had anything to do with Thad's murder. And his response was, "You do realize what you're asking me?"
No. And I mean, yeah, this like typical turn it around on her. Like, how could she be such a bitch asking him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know how that goes. Mm-hmm. Okay. But imagine, she doesn't know about the affair. They haven't told her all this. I'm sure she is like, what motivation would he have for killing his best friend?
Well, this poor girl is now going to just be like slapped silly, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So police go to the hospital where Scott worked with a warrant, and they are able to go through all of Scott's emails. He had started exchanging emails with Michelle just a few short months ago, and the emails started out harmless enough, just Michelle reaching out to him for like church business. But about a month before the murder, the emails became real explicit, and it was obvious the two were having an affair. So the emails were like, "I want to do everything to you." etc., etc. Mm-hmm. But like that's, real corny.
That's okay. A sin.
But that's a
They're
sin.
They're not married.
That's not on fire for God.
No, it's
okay,
not.
That's on fire for something else. Okay. Okay. So points for Michelle. She never put anything in writing that she wanted, you know, Scott to straight murder Thad.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely danced around the idea. She said stuff in these emails like, the only way we're ever going to be together is if you live longer than Thad. Okay.
So when you're 90 yeah. and Thad croaks over at 90, like 87, we can be together for like 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. And remember, she knows how divorce goes, right? You know, she's done this. So she's not looking to get divorced again. And the night before the murder, she sent Scott Thad's schedule for the week and directions how to find his office.
Oh, God.
Okay. So we know she's in on it. As far as why Scott had it so bad for Michelle, I think she's like, you know, she was like the queen bee of the town, you know? He was.
Yeah. And what did Scott's wife look like?
Okay. So I would say that Michelle was the Mary and Paige is the Rhoda. You know what I mean?
No. What is that reference?
Oh my God. Have you not?
Sometimes I live under a rock, you guys. Because okay. It's probably a movie reference. And because
it's
I'm like.
Mary not... Tyler Moore. It's also in Romeo and Michelle, which we all know. Yes, you know, yes, all yes, about I this do. Movie.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, Mary Tyler Moore show, Mary is, she's the star. She's the light.
Yeah, yeah,
she gets like all, cute. And listen, Rhoda is real cute, but she's just not the attention, the light of the room. Okay. So, okay. I'm saying.
It's like Lucille Ball and Ethel.
It is like Lucy and Ethel.
Okay.
Paige is cuter than Ethel, but.
Yeah, but.
It's
know.
Like Lucy and Ethel.
Okay.
Okay.
That's like my favorite show of all time.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. I get that reference more.
Okay. So also in the emails, remember that church retreat? It turns out that that room alone for Michelle was actually booked by Scott.
And it was a room for her and Scott.
Yeah. So according to the guy that Scott was rooming with on that trip, he had gone missing that night.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah, we all know what was going on there. So remember our favorite tipster?
Yes, yeah.
Guy that was real good at eavesdropping.
Yeah.
Not minding his own beeswax. Well, he also took it upon himself to give Scott's office an extra look over after the police were done.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And underneath a removable tile, guess what he found?
What?
The murder weapon. And the bloody clothes.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this guy, you needed to call this guy and see if he wanted to come on our podcast.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe we could do a follow-up.
So that, he's like a detective. That's so fun.
I know. Okay. So Scott is arrested and Michelle is arrested as an accessory. Paige is shocked. This is when she finds out.
He's arrested.
Yeah. When Michelle is arrested. At that point, she was like, what in the heck are they arresting Michelle for? She didn't know.
Oh.
Crazy.
Yeah,
right?
Because the police, they try to hide her. Like,
it
they,
was her
they
best friend. I mean, she thought maybe she was like PMSing for 3 months, but she didn't think she was like sleeping with her husband.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so sucks to be Paige.
Totally.
Okay. So police clearly have mountains of evidence to convict Scott, but not so much to convict Michelle. So they ask Scott to cut a deal in which they won't seek the death penalty if he gives her up as a conspiracy to kill Thad.
Yeah. Does he do it?
No. Scott was not talking.
Do you know why?
The whole process.
Because he's a man of God.
Oh. Okay. Okay, well, just keep listening. So okay. He wasn't talking. The whole process dragged on for years while prosecutors waited for Scott to crack while him and Michelle were held without bond. During this time, Michelle and Scott were in communication with each other.
Oh, they
via
let them.
Letters.
Oh, they let.
Yeah, they let them because yeah. they want, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So again, Michelle gets points for not putting it all out there in writing, but she did in one letter write a bunch of Bible verses and underline words that when you put it together, say, all I knew was that you were going to talk to him. Help me.
Okay.
Because she's saying that's why she sent like the schedule.
Yeah. She's trying to save her.
Yeah. He needed to go. He needed to go talk to him at 3 o'clock in the morning. That seems super appropriate. I mean, I'm sure they don't run into each other anywhere else.
Yeah, like yeah. every night after yeah. work okay. at church. You yeah. know, they both are like right. the church yeah. guys. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah. She's trying to save herself.
Oh, for sure.
And she's thinking that he's going to help her.
Yeah. So after 4 years of investigators telling Scott that he was just manipulated by a pretty lady and that the homecoming queen didn't actually want to be with the guy on the AV crew. I just made that up. I have no idea. But if I was an investigator, I think I would use something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And even Paige at this point was telling him, please just tell the truth about Michelle's involvement already so that everyone can get some finality and put this behind them. Scott finally cracked a tiny little bit. He agreed to give a statement and testify at Michelle's trial in exchange for both he and Michelle not receiving the death penalty. Yeah. So he gives his confession, and in it he said, 4 days before the murder, he and Michelle snuck off down to the levee to park and make out like a couple of teenagers. And Michelle asked him if he had talked to Thad yet. And he said no. And after this, Michelle got real cold.
But what was he going to talk to Thad about?
Oh, I think that it is. He just doesn't want to say that yeah. she's like, you know,
you're
going to
say I'm like having sex with your wife. What do you think about that, Thad?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no talking.
So Michelle starts like cutting off the nookie. And at this point, he's thinking that if he didn't get rid of Thad, he would lose Michelle. Okay.
Okay.
So side note, my personal theory is that he was feeling insecure because it seemed like Michelle would, you know, cut him off if he mm-hmm. didn't get to killing Thad. And that at the town picnic, when Michelle was all flirty with all the husbands there and Scott was just sitting back watching.
Yeah.
That really fired him up. He was like, oh, if it's not me, she's going to get some other guy.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be with the homecoming queen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Miss Michelle knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
for sure she did.
Yeah.
Come on.
So at his sentencing, Thad's mother asked Scott in the courtroom if she could just ask one simple question. Why? Why not just walk away? And Scott responded to Thad's mother saying, the best answer I can give you is jealousy and greed. So sad, right?
Yeah, but honest.
Yeah. So the day after being sentenced to life, Scott wrote a heartfelt letter of apology that said what a great guy Thad really was and that his death was senseless and he took responsibility for it. And he said, quote, knowing the pain that I've caused so many is the worst punishment of all. And my hope is that these individuals, these families, and this community can be restored with the joy and peace I shook from them.
He had kids too, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
He like stole their life also, mm-hmm. having a father. What a fucking idiot.
Okay, so Scott's statement still didn't really implicate Michelle. But I don't think that Michelle actually knew that, but she did know that he had given police a statement.
Mm-hmm.
So she pled guilty days before her trial was set to begin.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was probably what they were like, oh. He gave us something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess he was supposed to testify. I mean, I don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 4 years sitting in jail, you're like, I just want to come to something.
Yeah. Get it over with.
So she was sentenced to 20 years with the possibility of parole and time served. So currently.
Yeah. How many years has it been?
Oh, okay. Well, it happened in 2004.
But she wasn't sentenced to like...
No, but they gave her time served.
Okay.
So currently the parole board moved Michelle's earliest parole date to 2023, mm-hmm. which is only less than 2 years from her actual release date. So I don't know. So Michelle appeared in court looking less than hot. In 2014, for a hearing regarding visitation from her children, I'm going to show you her picture now. As we've seen with Miss Brittany Zamora, listen, yeah. if you are one of those girls that need to be real blonde, prison is not going to work out for you. Okay?
Let's see.
This is her.
Okay. Look, she's still cute. Is this, who's this right here? She's got a like a couple pictures.
I'm going to get to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But so this is her. It's
who's
not
this?
That great. That's Michelle. And this is her now.
Okay.
Okay.
She's
and this is
real cute.
This is Michelle and Paige.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I have the same problem. Like if I went to jail and had my hair had to go brown, I would probably turn into Michelle.
Oh yeah. And coupled with no tan, we need to be blonde. And tan.
Yeah.
We're friends with bronzer. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Just saying.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this appearance in 2014, like I said, was regarding visitation from her children. Mm-hmm. Her original sentence didn't allow for her to see her children while incarcerated, even after they became adults. And a judge decided it was up to them after they turned 18.
Yeah, it should be, I think.
Yeah. So currently, I don't know about her other three children, but I know that her oldest daughter and her now three grandchildren do go visit her in prison. I mean, why would you want to go? She had your father killed.
Yeah. I can't even believe that she would do that. I mean, I can't believe because people are weird, but.
Yeah, so the children went to go live with Thad's mother after this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got to imagine, that's got to be like real awkward that they want to go visit their mother.
Oh, yeah.
Who killed her son.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at like OJ's kids. I mean, they go and visit their dad. Or, well, he's out now.
He's out.
But I don't know. Whatever.
Well, he's OJ Simpson, not some Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
You know? Famous.
Okay, so what about Miss Paige?
Yeah, what about? What
well, about? She divorced Scott right quick in 2005.
Good.
Snaps for her, right? She did not waste any time. I love that. Okay. It took some digging to find her, but I did, and she is remarried now. And I'm going to show
you. That's her.
Yes,
oh,
this
cute.
Is her, and this is her new husband. He's totally hot.
Is this her old husband?
Yes.
Scott? Oh, yeah. Gross.
She really upgraded.
Yeah,
okay.
She did.
Okay.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Paige is killing it. High school was not her prime. She is looking hot.
Yeah.
Now, her daughters are beautiful, and it appears that they have all recovered and bounced back to life, like, better than ever, in my opinion. I mean, you know.
Good.
Yeah, they look like they're living the dream.
Awesome. I like that.
Happy life.
Happy life. Happy wife.
Yeah.
Happy wife. Happy life.
Yeah, but it would appear she moved, which I can imagine.
Hello, Rome, Georgia. Teeny
Small
tiny.
Small town.
Yeah.
Small town.
Shit goes on in that town. I think there's some corruption going on in there, too.
Well, at least this time, I mean, this is us balancing out criticism of the Georgia police.
Yes,
they busted the bad guys this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks, GBI.
Yeah. One for ya.
Wow, that was a good story, Gretchy Poo.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So thanks for bringing that to us today.
Yeah, thanks, Rebecca Brommer.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. That was a good one. If you would like to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, we like that. Mm-hmm. If you want to give us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts, we like that even more. And I think that's it for today.
Oh, you think my kids are still doing all right?
They are. So she has her kids downstairs watching a movie while we record. And we haven't heard a peep. So
Like, I told him I was going to take him. I call it the toy store, but really it's the dollar store.
She's like, you guys can get two toys each.
Yeah.
They're the shittiest toys, though.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever.
But whatever. You know, my kids, like, we buy toys and then they sit in the car.
No.
I'm like, we just bought that. Did you not want to bring it in and play?
Yeah.
Sometimes I put it in the Target bag, buy it.
Oh, I don't take my kids to Target anymore.
Well, listen. And then I'm like, if they don't say anything to me, I keep it in the Target bag. I'm like, if they don't say anything to me in a week, I just take it right back.
Yeah.
I'm like, you get the instant gratification of buying it, and then you have no idea that you bought it. And so I'm like, oh, I'm just giving it back.
In my house, you get toys from Target for like your birthday or Christmas for the rest of the year. I don't even bother with having that fight.
Oh, you're like, no toys at Target. Okay, so thanks for listening to the Housewives of True Crime. We didn't say that in the beginning.
Well, you know, it's in the intro.
But yeah, it's on the intro.
Okay.
You know, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.